Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Four years ago, an oddball English soul band called The Heavy made their American debut on this program. They played live on soundcheck while crammed inside a tiny radio studio at the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas. Flash forward to 2012, and The Heavy is everywhere, thanks to this song called How You Like Me Now. It's been licensed for multiple commercials, TV shows like Entourage and Community, movie trailers, you name it. And during their recent visit to New York, singer Kelvin Swaby and guitarist Dan Taylor joined me to talk about the ubiquity of How You Like Me Now. I asked Dan what it was like now that, these days, a TV commercial is actually a desirable thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, we can't complain. We're on an indie label, you know, there isn't big marketing budgets and, radio campaigns, television, it just isn't there for us. So, that's our way of getting our music across. You know, it's just been incredible. I don't think you can ever get used to it. You know, I was on the plane on the way over, and I watched a movie, and it popped up in the movie, and it's just quite a surreal experience whenever you hear it. And it's just you just can't help but chuckle to yourself, especially when I think about like the bass line, and I remember recording it in my hallway.
Yes, in your hallway, we did it.
You know, we'd set the mics back down the hall, It's priceless, really.
It's amazing because people talk about that bass line, you know, and when you think about the way that we did it in your hallway and set the mics up, so it did boom down the hallway.
Yeah.
And you were just there, just like a machine for a good couple of hours, and then it's just like, that's it. And then we just listened to the beat and that bass line for ages, just left it on a loop, and we just said, yeah, that's badass.
Now, do you guys, I mean, does it still take you by surprise? Do you know all the places it's been used? It sounds, Dan, like you were surprised at one point to hear the song.
Yeah, I'm surprised sometimes. We get to kind of, the heads up on a few bits and pieces, on the big ones, but there's often bits and, where I'm really surprised. I mean, just recently we had the Olympics, obviously, in England,
right.
And just before the 100 metres on the BBC, and then I'm sat down to watch the 100 metres, and they did a montage of the Usain Bolt and the rest of the competitors, and it was to one of our tracks, No Time. It wasn't How You Like Me Now, and it was just like, okay, that's pretty cool, you know, because again, I remember playing that little beat on a little drum machine in our house, and you can't complain.
You cannot
complain. It's an amazing thing.
And how extensive, Kelvin, is The Heavy's media empire now? You got films, you got TV shows, ad campaigns. What about video games?
Oh, yeah, we've got Sleeping Dogs right now, which is pretty cool.
From the current record?
Yeah, from the current record. The Sleeping Dogs are using What Makes a Good Man, I believe.
Which is the current single.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's real good. It's really, really cool for us at the moment. So, yeah, we seem to be covering all formats.
Yeah. Does it change, though, eventually? Does it change the way you think of the song?
I don't think so. I think right now we've become better at writing the songs, and we're able to kind of, if we think something now, we can actually do it. You know, as Daniel said, we don't have like a huge pot of money that we can kind of dip into and get orchestras and stuff. So we try and do it on as much of a budget as we possibly can. But if we want it to sound like Lalo Schifrin, then you've got to think like Lalo Schifrin, you know. So that's what we've kind of...
Lalo Schifrin, best known for his film scores and TV scores, big orchestral stuff.
Yeah, sure.
If you mean it, do we ever get sick of a certain song, then it's quite, sometimes you're just like, oh, really, again? You know.
Well, I mean, this, again,
that's the danger,
this
isn't
is
it?
An old old tale, you know. Rachmaninoff, as a young man, wrote a prelude that became really famous. And for the rest of his career as a pianist, people would say,
you know, play that that's piece, it. And that's, he got sick of
that's
it.
That's the danger. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It could be an albatross around your neck, and that's why we were talking about why this record was so important, the new record, was because, you know, there is more to, and I hope that that's the case, that people will think that and realise that there is more to the Heavy than How You Like Me Now.
Right.
And that's obviously a, you know, and we're yet to find that out. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Ask us in a year or two years' time, so, see whether we've broken that, you know.
Well, you've with What Makes a Good Man, you know, you've got the video game. Are you now prepared, Kelvin, to license the hell out of this song?
That's a really, really difficult question, because, I mean, I think with what happened with How You Like Me Now was that, you know, this thing just grew legs, arms, fingers, and just started off down the track, you know what I mean? We've just had to just let it go and just find its own way, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? I don't know if What Makes a Good Man, I mean, Curse Me Good is an amazing track. I think Big Bad Wolf is an incredible track. Just My Luck. I could go on for that whole album. They're all incredible tracks, you know, that could be used for any number of kind of film soundtracks or, right, you know, or computer games.
Dan, I mean, is there, because of the success of How You Like Me Now, is there a Heavy track that people don't know that you really wish they did?
As Kelv said, the new record, I just think, is, you know, far surpasses How You Like Me Now. I mean, I think What Makes a Good Man is just a much better song and better recorded, you know, better, you know, like everything about it is better. Now, I think it's more of a better. But, that doesn't matter what I think.
Yeah, it doesn't matter,
you know,
what we think.
It's what, it's what everybody else thinks. And I can only hope that, you know, people... obviously, How You Like Me Now, it was just that phrase that resonated and resonates with people. So it's that. That's the hook, the catch, you know, that obviously everybody was able to relate to. And especially in America, it just really kind of... It's a different thing altogether for us in America with that song.
It's such an American sounding phrase, and coming from a group of guys based in Noid, England.
But, you know, we were joking. Right? Yeah, it was a joke. We were just thinking. Oh, imagine, like, you know, if you did something, and, you know, you're in a relationship, and she really, really loves you, and you can do whatever you want and get, you know, and
you can get away with it.
That was the idea, and I just had no idea that it would, you know, appeal on so many different levels.
We're speaking with Kelvin Swaby and Dan Taylor from the band The Heavy. Speaking of joking around, let me read you another comment, an anonymous one this time, that came in on our same webpage. This is from your first American performance, Austin, Texas, South by Southwest Festival on Soundcheck. 3 years later, this commenter writes, "Noid isn't real?" Question. Kelvin, is Noid a real place?
It's real in my head.
Aha!
Yeah, it's real in my head.
Because I actually... You know, I went on Google Maps.
I think you, like many, 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 many other people, went onto Google Maps. Nah.
So, I mean, how prepared were you to kind of create a whole mythology around
well prepared. I don't realize, like, how many people were actually looking for it. I kind of felt a bit guilty, and it was like, you know, God, I shouldn't have said it, you know, quite so flippantly, because it literally was just like,
I think it was a French interview or something, wasn't it? And
it sounds like a place, you know. Yeah. It does sound
place. It doesn't. Well, it does not.
There's a Croyd, you see, like in like Devon, and it just kind of rolled on from there.
No, exactly. English towns are supposed to sound like Chipping Sodbury and Lee upon Mendip things like that. Noid doesn't sound like an English town.
Noid for me was like, I mean, where I was kind of brought up was place called Chippenham, and it's just like a small town where, you know, you'd get your head kicked in by a local, like, you know, you just had to be careful. And it was just, and I know that Chris is from a similar place, and we're all from that sort of
Chris
small
the drummer,
town. Yeah, we're all from small towns and in England, and it just, it was more like a sense of a place that, you know, we had to just, it's a state of mind rather than a physical place, you know.
So. We did say it was a wooded and area, then when just off the A46 though.
That's right.
Actually, I was going to ask, if you were going to say that there was a real place called Noida, I was going to ask what the major motorway was. So you had an answer ready for that one.
We had it all down. We knew exactly where it was.
And the name of your local pub?
We had the Noida Apollo, which we kind of recorded.
The Noida Apollo.
which we'd played at a few times.
That's right. So are you guys, in fact, from England at all?
Yes,
that's true.
That is totally correct.
And the rest of this interview, have we been living in a fantasy world here? Or?
Well, that's yet to be answered. Let's find out, yeah.
All right, Kelvin, Dan, thank you guys. It's great seeing you again. It's been 4 years since your first appearance on Soundcheck, your first appearance here in the States. The intervening years have been obviously very, very have been terrific for you guys, and thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for your support.
Yeah, thank you for your support, definitely. Yeah.